All right, so the memo came out on Friday. What does it ask agencies to do?
Well, it gives agencies four deadlines that they're going to have to meet over the next 6 months. I'm going to go through them real quick. By April 30th, agencies must complete their initial inventory of all hardware in their data centers. This includes things like servers and routers and switches, anything that really hardware-wise that is used in the data center. Then by June 30th, so 2 months after the initial deadline, agencies must develop an initial consolidation plan that identifies what OMB calls potential areas for consolidation, areas where optimization through server virtualization or cloud computing it could be a possibility, plus a high-level roadmap for transitioning. So basically your enterprise architecture, your modernization blueprint, your as-is to your 2B. Now, after that, by July 31st, the final inventories must be done. And then finally, by August 30th, they must complete their consolidation plans and include them in their fiscal 2012 budget request. Now, between August and the end of the year, OMB will approve these plans, and they'll look specifically at a technical roadmap for achieving these energy efficiency, cost efficiency, better utilization of the servers. Now, Vivek Kundra, the federal CIO, says OMB will monitor agencies' progress for consolidating data centers through quarterly updates starting in 2011, as well as annual inventory updates. So this is just the beginning, and there's a lot to still happen, but it's all about the consolidation of those data centers.
Now, I've been watching data center consolidation for probably 18 years in the federal government. It's been going on. What's different this time? Is it just because of OMB's involvement?
Well, I think OMB is always involved. We'll talk a little bit later that there was a memo that I found in 1995, which is, you know, obviously under the Clinton administration where they tried to do this. But this second memo from OMB's Vivek Kundra is the second survey that they're asking agencies to do. The first one was done in August by this set of departments, and that was very high level, asking questions about facility location, whether the data center activity is co-located with another mission execution activities, or was it a standalone? What's the square footage? Who owns the building? And cost-related information. From that survey, OMB found that agencies had more than 1,100 data centers across government, and that's up from just about 493 in 1998. Now, the second survey will be more in-depth. It'll take a look at when it looks at the data centers. Here, federal CIO Vivek Kundra explains.
What's going to happen in the next 8 months is, one, we're going forward with a very detailed inventory of every single data center in the U.S. government, not just at an abstract level, but actually getting into the number of racks, number of servers, routers, switches, utilization of those servers. So we're going through a very exhaustive process of making sure we've got a clear image of current state.
Okay, so he said we have a very clear image of current state. So you talked to him right after the FCC of Bethesda event, and he gave you some more details.
That's correct.
Let's hear those.
Optimizing in terms of maybe in some data centers, it's just a question of saying, hey, you know, you need to look at VMware and think about that strategy versus why do we have the same three data centers instead of one and shutting down a certain data center. So we're very early in terms of the execution.
Now, you also heard from the CIO, Richard Spires of Homeland Security, and a couple of others. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, it's Richard Spires and Treasury CIO Mike Duffy have been picked to lead this effort from the CIO Council's point of view. So what I think Vivek Kundra is trying to do is bring in some of the CIOs really to help push this forward, make it more inclusive as an initiative.
Well, where did he say we're going with all this?
Well, I think part of the second goal of the second survey is to develop that strategy. Remember that the memo calls for the different implementation plans. Now, I think there's a specific path he wants to go down.
Part of what we're doing is, and the OMB guidance as part of the budget that agencies received, is that they're working on a very detailed, comprehensive plan at the departmental level in terms of data center consolidation. And so I'll be working with each of the departments, especially as we formulate the 2012 budget, in terms of looking at what can we do to optimize, consolidate where it makes sense to rationalize these investments.
Okay, so you're saying, or he's saying, that agencies are developing a new department-wide plan to consolidate?
Correct, and this is not anything new. I mean, as memo calls out, each agency is going to come up with their own what they call technical architecture and plan to move forward. Now, several agencies could be models. DHS, for instance, is consolidating 24 data centers down to 2 under their OneNet program. And the Army is expected to issue a request for proposals in the next month or so for something they're calling its area processing centers, which is really their regional data centers. So I think there's a lot of lessons learned out there.
We're talking to Jason Miller, our executive editor, about this new sweeping memo that came out Friday on data center consolidation. This came out from OMB. So what about cloud computing? That always seems to come up. What role will this play in the consolidation effort?
Well, I think a lot. I mean, he calls it out in the memo. There's a budget guidance that came out. And it says, you know, you will use cloud computing or justify why you won't. So I think, obviously, it's a priority. Now, Kundra's recent guidance around agencies talks about that cloud computing.
But the other trend that's emerging in terms of cloud computing is to think about how do we, on the one hand, as we're consolidating, how do we leapfrog in terms of technologies? How do we look at the investments that we've made and ask a simpler question? Which is, we're running an application that requires 10 servers. What if we moved it to the cloud? What are the economics of that? And that's part of the direction each of the agencies have received around making sure that as they look at both current investments and future investments, is to think about game-changing approaches. So it's not just, you know, brute force consolidation, but how do you, in the process, leapfrog and move on to the next generation of technologies?
And so if he wants everyone to go to this next generation of technologies in the cloud, didn't GSA just cancel a cloud contract?
They absolutely did just last week. FederalNewsRadio.com, Chris Dorbeck was the first one to report that on Thursday. And what's very interesting is, why did GSA cancel it? And nobody really knows why. I did ask Vivek Kundra about it. And his response was, I'll have to talk to GSA. I'm not sure about it. And I even pressed them a little more and said, well, you're saying this initiative is coming out of your office and you don't know why GSA canceled a major piece to this cloud puzzle. So it'll be interesting to see if he addresses that later this morning on your show, Tom.
Yes, he'll be on with us at 9:05. Now, you mentioned earlier this is not the first time they've tried to do this. There's kind of an interesting and repetitive sounding history there, isn't there?
That's very true. Now, when I was doing research, I found an October 1995 memo that was signed out by Sally Katzen, the former OMB Deputy Director for Management under the Clinton administration. And a lot of the specific actions that they asked agencies to take in 1995 are quite familiar. Reduce the number of total data centers over the next 2 years, closing any of them that are, you know, repetitive and focus them in smaller ones. Co-locate small and mid-tier computing platforms into larger data centers, modernize the remaining ones, outsource information processing requirements to other federal or commercial data centers. So they're talking about shared services there. So interestingly, OMB wanted agencies to complete these consolidations by June 1998. Now, of course, instead of consolidations, the number of data centers skyrocketed. I mean, 3 times as many over the last decade. So I think that, you know, this is going to change a lot what's going on. We have links to both that memo from 1995. We have links to the new memo and the one in from August, all on federalnewsradio.com.